W4NGU.
Phil, how are you doing this morning? We just left Wally World, had to pick up a few things and a prescription and headed towards home.
Nice to have been. Good old Wally World. You still work CW, don't you, Tom?
Yes, unfortunately I haven't been because there's been no propagation, but that's no excuse. You can always get on there and have a conversation.
Well, I've been getting on 40 meters at night, and let me turn down my, and just use about 50 watts, and having a contact or two, just try to get my speed back up. I once copied pretty good, but I'm below 20 now. But I wonder if we're too close to use 40 meters.
I don't know, Phil. I kind of doubt that, but it's, excuse me, it's possible. But I need to do that, because I'll bet I'm below 20, and I usually run about 28.
Exploring a couple of possibilities for an 80-meter antenna, but right now I don't have one, so that's not a possibility.
Well, my big antenna broke a few months ago. I got all the new stuff for it. I'm turning into the mailbox here. I'm going to drop a letter off here on the way in and go across it. That's almost as dangerous as going to Wally World. Yeah, I got a super loop up, though, Phil, and it usually works really, really well.
What does it cover?
8 meters, 10 through 80.
Basically a square and requires two supports.
It looks like an upside-down triangle, you might say. And then it has a small piece of ladder line that just dangles down in the center. And that ladder line, I think, is, there's a big hole there, 28 and a half feet. Before DJW put me on to it, when I first come down here about 10 years ago, I was pretty despondent because I'd lost my tower and everything up in Kansas. And I made over 1,000 contacts on that year. It's really been a joy.
How high are the supports?
Oh, I'd say that I have it about 45, 50 feet off the ground, something like that, just up in the trees. You have to come by and just take a look at it anytime.
Well, those are nice trees, 50 feet. It's good to have those supports around. Is the ladder line just a tuning stub, or do you feed it that way? Is it fed with coax?
Oh, it just hangs down from the regular wire up above, and Bill would have to tell you the theory of it. I think it comes into play when you go to 40 meters. Like a stub or something, but I've been so out of the theory in a long time, Phil, I feel ignorant.
Super loops, and delta loops and all that kind of stuff. I'll have to look into that a little more again, especially it being multi-band.
Oh, it's an incredible antenna. It just works extremely well. I was floored by it because I'd had a 40-meter antenna up in Kansas, but it was very restricted because of the size of my property. We have 1.2 acres now, and we got some 70-foot trees up there, actually. And I had the 160-meter antenna up. It was a Carolina Windham. It's 265 feet long, but it goes over three or four of my neighbors' homes, too. I got good neighbors, to say the least, and they trust me for some reason.
Overseas, do they? I'm kidding you. Well, we'll have to get on sometime, work a little CW. Maybe you can come down to my speed. And I used to be up there where you were when I was 15, but I just don't do it too much anymore. But I've got a very high noise level on 40 meters. I just wonder if it's the vertical I'm using or nearby power lines, which are pretty near. But it is horrendous. Of course, I can crank down the filters on CW, and it doesn't hurt me too bad. But if I want to monitor sideband, it's atrocious.
This is NGRLTR. Yeah, Phil, Ariana used to get on every night, it's been a couple of years ago, and talk on 17 meters. Now, he's not too far to the north of me up in Tryon, is it? Not Tryon. The little Tigerville. I was thinking of Traveler's Rest, but up there northwest of me a little ways. I'm north of Cunningham Lake about a mile. And we had a good time doing that, just discussing everyday things, you know, family or whatever come to mind. That's the hardest thing, not this structured thing like my QTH is this and yada, yada, yada. I have a little card, and I can just look at that and put that in real quickly if I'm talking to somebody that's far off, if they want to have a conversation. But, you know, the weather here is, and all of that stuff, and the name, and the age. But if you have a conversation on there, and I haven't in probably the last 2 or 3 months, because it's just been so terrible propagation. And my beverage antenna is not working right now. And oh my, if you ever get a chance to put one of those in, it's like night and day. It takes away the noise so good.
Thank you, Penny Bunker. Go ahead.
So run the two pop and run back off. Norway 2 Pacific, Norway 1. My name is Tom Total Man. I worked Germany last night on 40 meters, and I worked Australia about 3:30 and got a 5-5. About 1 o'clock, I worked Germany, got a 5-7 to 5-9 on 40.
Well, if you get the right time of day and right conditions, or the guy on the other end with the right equipment. I like to listen to 80 meters a good bit at night and on sideband. And, man, there's some guys from Europe come in there that sound like they're in Spartanburg. It's unbelievable, but they have gigantic antennas and high power and stuff.
Cycle 25 is just starting to go upward. And they say by 2021 there should be 25 sunspots coming out of the sun. But anyway, I'm pulling in for a guy that was sick on the Triple H net. Hank's Helping Hand, 7190 at 0700 at 3 a.m. And I got my work all staged. I got two of them already. And my number 645 going all the way back to 1997. And they're up to about 980 right now.
Back one, Tom. Well, that's good, man. What is this, CW or sideband?
It's up to sideband.
For some reason, I didn't copy the first couple of sentences. You had some noise or something. What kind of antenna are you using?
9965 watts into an AL80, and I'm using an inverted V 40 feet off my tower. I have a 48-foot Rom Spalding tower, and it slopes down. Got over 100-foot of coax going through my house to the other end of the yard, and it works fine. I'm doing about 700-800 watts PEP out.
What are you up? About all I've ever had are inverted Vs. I had a 15-meter monoband beam one time, but about all my ham career I've used inverted Vs.
And then I said you're going to adjust the angles right to 50 ohms, and I have a new FT-991, all band, all mode. I paid, what, $1,500 bucks for, but I'm having trouble loading it into an amplifier. Anyway, I bought it from HRO in Atlanta, and I think I got it used. But anyway, the old one, I paid $400, I think, for the 990, and had the whole power supply rebuilt, and it's a good old radio, but switches are starting to get sticky.
Phil, if you'll send me an email or something, and or give me a call, I'll get back with you on that, and I like doing that. I'll probably make a fool out of myself because I haven't been on there in 2 or 3 months, but that's the only way I'm going to get back in it good. So let me know. If you need any of that information, I'll give it to you. I'll send your LTR.
Well, if you got a pencil, you can copy now, or are you driving still?
Like the best part of you, please, no excuses. That's number two, like the best part of you, please, no excuses. That's my call sign. I'm good on QRZ. I live up in Random.
Yeah, Phil, it's in your TR. Go ahead, Phil. Bernice is getting something here. I never do texting or anything when I'm driving. there's, you got a pencil? There's one right there in the top of the center console, Bernice. Okay, she's ready to copy, Phil.
Okay, 864-320-6680. 320-6680. Send me a text and I'll put you in my address book, and we'll get together sometime soon.
Okay, Phil. Good to hear it. My email's Tom, and then my call sign at gmail.com, all small. And we'll do. We're getting within a couple of blocks of home here. Great to hear you. And Steve has all my information, too. 73s, God bless, and talk to you later. W4NGU, NGRLTR, clear.
Well, both you fellas enjoyed it, and have a good day. W4, never give up, clear.
N2PNE.
Hey, sir. Have a nice day. This is NGRLTR, clear.
I'm moving to Lindman, going home to Korea, so everybody else listening, have a good, safe holiday weekend. Don't drink too much, and stay out of the heat and wear a mask. And vote for Trump. Thank you, Penny. Clip.
Yes, good advice. We wear a mask and gloves, especially at Walmart. And we're in girl, so my name is Tom, N0TR. That's my initials. 73s, and I'm QRT.
6, and my name's Tom, that old man, and I think this election is going to be the most important one of my lifetime. But I really don't want to talk politics on the radio, but that's just the way it is. I'm a retired deputy sheriff from Eastern Long Island. 73, you people have a good, safe weekend. Ain't you being any clear?
I think you know where any serviceman's heart is on that subject, and mine as well. 73, Ginger O'Teal.
Try on repeater 14533 with a tone of 91.5. I monitor that all the time, and I have two other 440 repeaters, so okay, I just figured I'd sort it out. I'm on the try on machine, 14533, 2 meters, 91.5, all the time. Thank you, Penny Claire.